Dancer's parents granted compassion hospital visit after flight from Toronto. And Sarah Quinn of Tegan and Sarah shares baby news. It's Wednesday, August 3rd, and here are your latest music news headlines, brought to you by The Filter. The parents of a dancer who was crushed by a video monitor while performing in Hong Kong last week were granted an exception from the country's COVID-19 protocols upon arriving from Toronto. Derek Lee, a senior pastor at Toronto's Scarborough Chinese Baptist Church since 2018, and his wife spent about an hour at Queen Elizabeth Hospital on Monday afternoon after being permitted to leave their quarantine hotel on compassionate grounds. They arrived in Hong Kong early Sunday morning on a Cathay Pacific flight from Toronto and later tested negative for COVID-19. Their son, Mo Lee Kai Yin, was directly under a 500-kilogram scream when it fell to the stage Thursday during a performance in the boy band Mirror at the Hong Kong Coliseum. He was rushed to hospital where he underwent emergency surgeries for a fractured cervical vertebrae and bleeding in the brain. The 27-year-old, who also worked as a dance teacher, was listed in critical but stable condition. According to the reports, he may be paralyzed from the neck down. Another dancer suffered injuries to the head and pelvis when the screen toppled over onto him after it hit the stage. He was transferred Friday from Queen Elizabeth Hospital to the CUHK Medical Center for treatment. A third dancer suffered minor injuries. None of the members of Mirror have commented publicly on the accident, which is currently under investigation by multiple agencies. In a joint statement, 23 dancers involved in the show called on fans to stop criticizing Mirror member Anson Lowe for continuing to sing after the screen fell. "The 12 members of Mirror have worked with us and are currently going through this difficult time together," read the dancer's statement. "Please do not put the blame on any of the performers of the concert." Sarah Quinn of Tegan and Sarah is a new mom. The 41-year-old Canadian artist shared a selfie on Instagram account showing her holding the newborn baby on her shoulder. She captioned it, "My hashtag crybaby," a wink at the duo's forthcoming album, Crybaby. The face is not visible and Quinn did not share its sex or any details about the birth. Quinn, a Calgary native who lives in Vancouver, has largely kept her personal life out of the spotlight, but it's known that she's been in a long-time relationship with Stacey Reeder. In July, Tegan and Sarah announced the release of their 10th studio album, Crybaby, on October 21st, as well as details of a fall tour that includes two stops at home in Canada. They will play the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto on November 1st and Vancouver's Commodore Ballroom on November 20th. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And while you're at it, check out some of the interviews from our weekend at Oshaga Music Festival. And thanks for listening.